Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Britain's Electoral Commission has said it's satisfied that there are grounds to suspect that an offence may have occurred in the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's refurbishment of his apartment at Downing Street. In a statement, the Commission said that a formal investigation will continue to establish whether this is the case. Mr Johnson was on his feet in the last hour for Prime Minister's questions at Westminster. Here's Labour leader Keir Starmer pressing the Prime Minister about who paid for his refurbishment.
It's been widely reported that Lord Brownlow, who just happens to have been given a peerage by the Conservative Party, was asked to donate £58,000 to help repay for the cost of this refurbishment. Can the Prime Minister, if he's so keen to answer, confirm, did Lord Brownlow make that payment for that purpose?
Minister.
Mr Speaker, I think I've answered this question several times now, and the answer is that I have covered the costs, I have met the requirements that I've been obliged to meet in full, and when it comes to the taxpayer and the costs of Number 10 Downing Street, it was the previous Labour government, I think Tony Blair racked up a bill of £350,000.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Let's talk now to Lucy Fisher, who's Deputy Political Editor at the Telegraph newspaper. Lucy, thanks for taking our call this afternoon. How much difficulty is Boris Johnson in?
I think he's in significant difficulty. It's been a tough month as Westminster has been engulfed by sleaze and cronyism allegations, and these have come very close to home for Boris Johnson, particularly around two issues. The first, as your clip showed, is around the issue of the refurbishment of the number 11 flat in which he lives with his fiancée, Carrie Symons. Question marks about whether, although the Prime Minister says now that he is covering the wider costs of the refurbishment, whether initially either the party, the taxpayer, or a donor paid the initial invoices. And secondly, he's under great pressure around whether he made or not the crass comment around letting bodies pile high in a unguarded, angry moment last autumn before he imposed a second lockdown. He denies he made that comment. The BBC, ITV and the Daily Mail say they have sources that heard him make it.
In relation to the refurbishment, what will be the key issue that this electoral commission will be examining to see whether or not the ministerial code, the rules applying to all ministers, were broken in this case?
Well, the Electoral Commission needs to get to the bottom of who paid the initial invoices. Sir Keir Starmer asked that question in the Commons this lunchtime. The Prime Minister didn't answer it directly, only making clear that he has now covered the wider costs of the refurb. If it's found to be the case that a donor initially paid for it or the Conservative Party, there are declaration requirements that the Prime Minister potentially could have breached by not declaring it in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. He so far insists he has not broken any rules, no laws have been broken, so it's for the Electoral Commission now to work out exactly what has happened. But really this comes down to a question in part of the Prime Minister's integrity. He's let this issue drag on and on and on without giving firm details of exactly how the renovation has been funded all the way through.
And what's the reaction to all of this from within the Conservative Party among Conservative MPs, Lucy?
Well, there are certainly jitters, not least because, of course, we are a week away from Super Thursday, more than 4,000 council seats across England, the Holyrood elections in Scotland, the Welsh Senate elections, and a host of other mayoral contests and police and crime commissioners, at which, you know, many Conservatives are concerned that the party could be hit in the polls because of this rumbling row. So there are at the moment jitters. The Prime Minister is trying to see them off. It's notable that after he left the Commons chamber today, he went straight to the tea room, clearly wanting to test the temperature, take the gauge of opinion among his backbenchers, and I imagine trying to hear from them what they are hearing from constituents about this and how much cut through it's getting in the public.
Very good. We'll leave it for there. Lucy Fisher, Deputy Political Editor of The Telegraph. Thanks for talking to us.